Okay, let's start our discussion of Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Tes, and we are continuing here in Perek Be'echad Ba'adar, here in the first Perek of Shkolim. We have a daf or two left to this first Perek, which is talking about, the whole Perek, the whole Masechta is about Machzor Shekel, and we've been talking about the contribution of Kusim and the contribution of idolaters to the Machzor Shekel. We said they are excluded, if you remember. Kusim, we had a Machlokas Amoraim, whether the Kusim were excluded also from the personal Karbanos, Chatos, Hashamos, and the Kinei Zavim Vizavos Vachulu. We just spoke about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about accepting money from them when one is building the Mikdash. And whether there's a chilek between Davar Mesuyam and Davar She'ena Mesuyam, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and then we just say Reish Lakish does not accept anything. One is not allowed to accept anything. Lo Davar Mesuyam, Lo Davar She'ena Mesuyam. And Rabbi Yochanan says that we do, as long as it's not Mesuyam and it's not at the beginning. But we said yesterday that the Pasha Pshat and what the Mefarshim say of not accepting at the Betchila is because of the chashash that they might try really using this to infiltrate and to slow down the process and to mess up the process. That's why you weren't allowed to accept betchila, because that's really what was the case in the days of the Mikdash, days of the Bayis Sheni. There were Kusim and other even Jewish groups that wanted to slow down the Binyan and Mikdash, and therefore they would try to get in and then slow it down. That's what the Karban Eda said. Shema l'rifyon hamalacha miskavnim. Maybe they're trying just to cause problems. Or the Pnei Moshe, Yirapu Yedeyem Minha Binyan. There is also an idea of beginnings having to be pure, and not just the chashash, but could be something more positive also, that when we have a higher standard when it comes to beginnings. That's how Rabbi Yosef Engel answers the Pnei Yeshua's question. Pnei Yeshua's question of why we needed the nace of Chanukah, we needed the oil to burn for the whole week. After all, you didn't yet use tamei oil, right? Tumah hojeb tzibur. So what do we need the oil, the whole miracle for? So the Pnei Yeshua himself says, you're right, we didn't need it, but it shows how much Hashem loves us. And it's Chibim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there are examples given throughout history when Hashem does nisim for us, even if we don't actually need the nisim, just to show, by Yosef HaTzadik, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a piece, Yosef HaTzadik, on the way down to Mitzrayim, he's on a caravan of good-smelling spices. You think that made a difference to Yosef, right? He just got sold by his brothers, he's 18 years old, he's alone, he's with a bunch of Yishmaelim and Midyanim, and because it smells good, that's going to make him feel better. Right, so every once in a while you have these nisim that are unneeded to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. Rabbi Yosef Engel, there in the Gilyonei HaShas in Shabbos, says, no, maybe it's not just extra unneeded. It was needed. Because now it wasn't just a daily functioning of the Mikdash. And one day things happened to be Tameh, so you could do it Petumah. Here we were reconsecrating the Beis HaMikdash. And when it's reconsecration, it's starting again, so then it's different. And there's one has a higher standard in that case. And he quotes an amazing Balei Tosfos and Vayikra, that talk about when Nadav and Avihu died, and Moshe Rabbeinu commands the cousins to go and take the bodies out. And the one of the Balei Tosfos, I think it's the Das HaKenim, on Chumash says, no, why didn't he just ask the brothers? Right, there were two other brothers of Aaron HaKohen. And he asked the brothers, just why the other ones, the cousins, Mishal and El Safan, I remember. But he said, because every Kohen, on the day that he starts, he's mechunach to the Avoda, he's like a Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Matami even for his relatives, right? So these Aaron's sons were being Nischanech that day, and therefore they had the date of a Kohen Gadol not being Matami. So we don't paskin that way. That's not quoted anywhere, but the Rebbe Yosef Engel quotes that Baal Tosfos to show that beginnings have a different status. And he also quotes Aran and Rosh Hashanah, but that could be another idea in terms of beginnings. Halacha L'maaseh, again, is a huge topic to accept money from idolaters for the Binyan and Mikdash or any other Jewish causes. Again, we're not going to get it. I just mentioned one source, the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Nundalet, again, very lamaisa. If there are certain non-Jewish groups that want to give money to certain causes. The Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Nun Daled. The topic of the siman is this topic. Asur liYisrael litolt staka mina ovdei kochavim befarhesya mebrechil Hashem. Right, the Gemara in Baba Basra, the first parak discusses befarhesya betzina. Is it rechil Hashem that Jews would be reliant on idolaters to be successful? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Gemara and from the Shulchan Aruch. It's also to accept money publicly from an idolater. So is it an idolater? Is it a non-Jew? Ube Gemara Babasra Davyud Darshu Zemikra Debiosh Kitzira Tisha Benar. Ulefize Gam Betzina Aser. Umikamako. Imeinu Yachol Lechios Betzdaka Shal Yisrael Yitol Mehem Betzina. Imeinu Yachol Betzina Yitol Beferhesya. It's all mutter. V'taima Shal Davar. Nirali. Debe'emes Ein ze migeder chilul Hashem klal, ela she ein ze kavod she yitztarchu litztaka shal acherim. Some mamish chilul Hashem. It's just to be reliant on others is not the best. The gamma drasha shall be bosh kitzira begemara aspachta bialmahu v'lachem v'makom hechrich gamur ubein brera mutter. That's what he says. It's in a case where your organization wouldn't be able to function without getting donations from elsewhere. So then that is what is allowed. And he continues and discusses other details of this sugya. Okay, that's the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Nun Daled. We continue. So now we're back to the Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said that we don't accept anything from idolaters. Let's at least assume that. Whether it's Betchila or Be'emsa, Basof, or Davar Mesuyah, Davar She'enim Mesuyah. So we said, what about the Mishnah in Erechin, which seems to say Nodrin Vinidarim. So Nodrin, what do you mean? It sounds like they could give. No, that means they could only, designate a carbon ola. That's what it's talking about. So Gemara says, okay, that has to do with Nodar. What about Nidar, right, as the recipient? Oh, that means that if he hears a Jew walking by and says, I promise to bring an ola, he could say, also me. That's Nidar. Okay. So Gemara says, we're continuing that discussion. So we just said that the Ovid Kochavim could bring a carbon ola. But what goes with a carbon ola? Says the Gemara, Veino mevi yivon nesachim, doesn't the libations, don't you bring libations along with the carbon ola? What are the libations? The oil, the wine and the flour, the wine and the flour that go along with the ola. And what happens to leftover nesachim? The wine and the flour. Most of the sachem, olikli sharisinan. So don't that leftover wine and oil go for, you sell it and you take that money and you buy a kalim at the base of Mikdash by use. And therefore, Reish Lakish is coming out that this guy is donating to the klisharis, to the temple upkeep. And you see that's not allowed. Nimsa, maybe davar, she'eno, misuyam. Add in that word, right? He's bringing the davar she'eno misuyam, but either way, because Reish Lakish is all aser. So according to you, Reish Lakish, how do we accept that a guy could even bring a carbon ola that is muskam that we agree to, but the nesachim that go along with it, the leftover, the moser nesachim is going to be used for temple upkeep, and you say nothing's allowed to be used for temple upkeep? Question. Before we answer that, Heisev Rabbi Yosi Barbun v'hataninan, but we also learned in the beginning of Erechin in the second Mishnah v'hataninan ne'erachin v'arachin. Right, those are two different opinions. If you look there in the Mishnah, Ne'erachin is Rabbi Meir. They could be Ne'erach. For the word Erechin, remember the end of B'chul Kosai. Right? Everybody has an Erech, depending on age and on gender. And it says that you could be Ne'erach, also a guy. Ne'erach va'arachin, that's like Lashon of Ma'arich. So a guy could donate the Erech of something or somebody to the Mikdash. Lo lebet ha'kabayis inan, right? Again, doesn't that show that according to one of the Tanaim, a goy could be marich and gonate to the Beis HaMikdash. So you have two kashas. You have the line of no dera nidar. You have the line of ne'erach and marich and arachid. So Reish Lakish, how do you deal with this? So answer, heich da'at amar tamon. What do we say over there by ma'arich? And you're going to give the same answer here by no der. Heich da'at amar tamon l'shamayim u'miskavim. When a guy, when this Ovid Kochavim is giving money, he thinks that this money is going to be used for a karban in the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be used kachim mizbeach. But it's not. Right? What happens by the mosar of the nesachim, or up here, the arachin, umealein heim bam l'klisharis l'bedek habayis. The only problem is where they would have kavana to give it directly for bedek habayis, right? That would be a problem. But if they think it's being used for a different purpose in the Beis HaMikdash, and memela we switch it, right? So then that's not a problem. If you look at the Tiklan Chadatin, right? Well, let's just finish the line in the Gemara first, and then we'll read it. When they bind the klesher of the bedek habayis, doesn't it happen memela? Right? It's the guy doesn't have that but kavana. Kenat amar afacha. So to hear by the Moser Nesachim la shamayim umiskavein, he has kavana la shamayim that this money should stay in mikdash. And what do we do with it? We take whatever he gave us, we redeem it, we sell it. That goes out to chulin, and then the money we get for that will be used for the bedek habayis. So that's okay. Umeyalein in bar l'klesheris. That's enough indirect. That it is okay. Look at the Teklin Chadatin now. V'lo ka'ama reish lakish de'ein makablim ella b'shenachri nosein me'atzmo lehedya lebedek habayis. If a guy wants to give directly to the bedek habayis himself, so then that's more of a and he has that in mind. That's where it's a problem. But if he has a different idea in mind and just halachically he's going to give flour, he's going to give oil, and we're not going to use that flour and wine by the Nesachim. We're going to sell it, and then we're going to take the money that we get for that, and then give that to the bedek habayis. That is indirect enough that that's not chilul Hashem, that's not a violation of the pasuk, and then that would be okay. Good. Talking about binyan hamikdash, we haven't discussed this enough, but just to mention, the Rambam in Mitzvahs Asei Chaf. But the Rambam accounts as a separate Mitzvahs Asei Daraisa to build the base of Mikdash. As we know, Mitzvahs Asei number 20, says the Rambam, Shetivanu Livnos Beis Havoda, Bo Ye Hakrava Vavaras Eish Tamid, Ve'ilav Ye Hahalicha, Vahaliyah L'Regel, Vakibus B'chal Shana. Right, the mitzvah of building a base of Mikdash in order to give karbanos and to have Aliyah L'Regel. The Rambam quotes both of those. And for all Jews to get together every year. V'hu Amr Yisalev Asuli Mikdash. V'jiloshun Sifri, Shalosh Mitzvos Nisabu Yisrael B'shas Gisan La'aretz, the three mitzvahs that we will have, that we have upon entering, Eretz Yisrael, be built, appointing a king, building a, destroying a Malek, and building a Beis HaMikdash. Usually the Rambam here has the flipped order. Melech, Beis HaBechira, and Lachazar Shal Malek. The Gemara says it's the Amalek is second. V'kvein Yisbar, Shevinim Beis HaChir, Beis HaBechir, Beis HaBechir, V'kvar Biyarnu, says the Rambam, this is the Rambam Shita, all Kalim are included in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. There's no separate mitzvah to build the menorah, or the shulchan, or the kiyar, right? Even though you have separate sivuyim in Parshas Truma, but that's all included in one mitzvah of Va'asuli Mikdash. Shezeh Aklal Hu Kolel Chalakim V'Shaha Menorah V'Ashulchan V'Hamizbeach V'Zulasam Kulam Hei Meichelki HaMikdash V'Ako Yikarei Mikdash V'Kfar Yichad Atzivui B'Kol Chelik V'Chelet. That's the Rambam Shita. Emizbeach Adama Shetiasali Shetikashi B'Chuzozeh Mitzvah B'Vyatz V'Chutz B'Mitzvahs Mikdash. No, says the Rambam, it's all included in Binyan HaMikdash. If you look in the Ramban, not here, the Haslagas on Mitzvah Chaf, but a couple of mitzvahs later, the Ramban's comments on Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. That's the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna, which the Rambam counts separately, a mitzvah of the Kohanim wearing the Big Day Kahuna. On that, the Ramban comments there that I agree with the Rambam most of the way, except not for his reason. Right, the Ramban also says that you don't count the menorah as a separate mitzvah, building the menorah, or building the Mizbeach, or building the Shulchan. But he doesn't include that in Binyan HaMikdash. The Ramban includes that in the Lechem Apanim. The building of the Shulchan is included in Lechem Apanim. The building of the menorah is included in the lighting of the menorah. Right? It's separate. The building of the Mizbeach is included in Avoda. So it's, I agree, but except for those details. Which might, I saw in the Mitzvah HaMelech, he says maybe this is Lishitasam into what the purpose of the Mikdash is. The Rambam's focus is karbanos. That's the first, makam muchan lavi karbanos. So if the whole essence of the mikdash is all about karbanos, then the kalim that help you do the avoda should be included in the mikdash. That makes sense. If you look, the Ramban, discusses the beginning of Truma, beginning of Shmos, about the base of mikdash being a makam lahashras hashchina. That's the essence of the mikdash, and that's why the Ramban says that mikdash is a hemshich of Har Sinai. The Ramban in Shmos mentions this in the Ramban, in the beginning of Shmos, and he has a hakdama to maybe we'll read the Ramban in Shmos, a hakdama to Parshas Truma, also relating to the Hashras HaShechina. But if that's true, then the Kalim have to do more with the Avodah themselves and not dafka with the Binyan HaMikdash. The Ramban, though, says with one exception to the rule. There's one exception that I think should be counted separately. Says the Ramban, Ukamo Shabana Rav Masa Ha'aron, Kain Be'emes Timne Asiyaso Mitzvah, Michal Mitzvah Saseh, Lefisha Heyoso Mitzvah Kayemes Lanu. The Ramban says, separate mitzvah to build the Aron. To build the Aron. That should be counted separately. I don't think at the end he counts it, he adds on one of those to the, one of the mitzvahs say that he says, Shashachach HaRav. So sometimes you have that where the Ramban has in his Asagas on the Rambam. I think this should be counted, this should not be counted. And then you look in his own list at the end, he doesn't add those or take those away. So that's a little, difficult. But, that's the Ramban, separate mitzvahs of the Aron, which is interesting in that because we know the Aron, the Ramban says, what do you mean? You put all these kalim in the avodah that is done with. The building the menorah has to do with the menorah and the building of the Osho. There's no avodah with the Aron. Right? The Aron has no avodah done with it. So you can't put the Aron, the Asiyas HaAron, in anything other than Binyan HaMikdash. And the Rambam has it as part of Binyan HaMikdash. But the Ramban does not. He has it as separately. The Ravid has Mizbeach separately. If you look at the Ravid's Hasagas in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, he counts separately the mitzvah of Mizbeach, at least. Let me just read the Lashon on the Ramban. The Ramban, beginning of Truma, the Ramban says, he doesn't have a Hakdama to too many Parshas, but he has a Hakdama. Kasha Dibra Hashem in Yisrael Panim Befanim Aseres HaDibros. When Hashem spoke to Bnei Yisrael, the Aseres HaDibros, Vitziva osam ayde Moshe ksas mitzvahs sheheim kmo avos lemitzvoseh shel Torah. That's a great line. And he told them some of the mitzvahs. The Aseres HaDibros are the avos. There are avos and toldos. So the Aseres HaDibros are the avos of the Torah. Kasher hinhigu rabosenu im hagerim haba shebaim lehisyahed. Like when a ger comes, you give him Rashi Prakim. So to Hashem gave us Rashi Prakim. If they accept the Torah, remember the Ramban holds against Rashi. That Truman Tetzaveh took place before Vayikra, took place before Kisisa. Right? Rashi holds a Muktamar Mocha B'Torah, and the eagle came before the Mishkan. The Ramban never likes to say Muktamar Mocha B'Torah unless he has to. Beginning of Bamidbar, the dates in the Torah are out of chronological order, so he has to say it there. But here the Ramban says no. Right after Har Sinai is the Mishkan. Right away, because the Mishkan is a hemshich of Har Sinai. V'haya haMishkan tamid im Yisrael hakavod sheniru lahem b'Har Sinai. There it is. And he says at the beginning of Shmos also, where he talks about Sefer Galus V'Gula Mimenu. So this is the Rambam and the Ramban, exactly what the mitzvahs of Binyan HaMishkan are. We could also talk about a little bit, maybe we'll wait with this, that the discussion here is about the Kavana, what the Kavana of the idolater was. He had Kavana to give it to the base of Mikdash, Gufa, that the Beis HaMikdash was going to use this item, right? Kachay haguf. But we said, if you redeem it, and then it goes to the other purpose, then it's okay. That's kachay bedek habayis. And as we know, those are two very different mechanisms to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos starts with Tosfos. Reb Chaim expanded the Tosfos, but Tosfos points this out in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Vav and Daf Ayin Tes, where the Gemara seems to have a clear stira, clear contradiction. We know that somebody is chayev 4 and 5, dalad vehei, for stealing geneva and tficha mechira. Let's say I steal a sheep and then I sell the sheep. I'm chayav 4 times, not just kefel, which is just stealing geneva, but I'm chayav 4 or 5 times. So the Gemara says, what if I don't sell it, but I'm makdish it? Is that called selling? Is that called selling when I'm makdish? You know, all of a sudden I become a big tzaddik. I steal a sheep and then I want to be makdish it to the base of Mikdash. So, you know, that's called a mitzvah baba vera. But is that called a mechira regarding 4 and 5. So, there are two different Gemaras. Ein vav ein tes. One Gemara says yes, one Gemara says no. One Gemara says, meikara tura deruvein vahashta tura deruvein. By Hekdesh, no, it's not called a Mechira. Before it was the Ox of Reuven, and afterwards the Ox of Reuven. And the other Gemara says, Mekar Tura de Reuven, Vashta Dura de Shimon. Beferish, two different Gemaras about Hekdesh. So Tosva says, the difference is two types of Hakdasha. Whether it's Kachi Bedek HaBayis or Kachi HaGuf. When I give something Kachi HaGuf to the Beis HaMikdash, ironically, that's the more intense Kedusha. This animal is going to be used as a carbon. Kachi HaGuf, that's not a Mechira. That's still mine. Mekar Tura de Reuven, Vashta Dura de Reuven. But by Kachi Bedek HaBayis, where I'm going to give an animal that I have in mind that it only should be used for value kedusha, that the animal should be sold, and then we'll use that money for temple upkeep. So then that is a sale. That is called a mechira, right? That's what Tosfos says. And how shouldn't it be like the opposite? The more intense giving is the one that's real sale. So Reb Chaim explains that it's not more or less; it's just different. How does the hakdasha work when it comes to kadshei bedek habayis? The Kedusha works as, I, Dine Mamonis, make this Mamono Shel Hekdesh. I have a table, and I Makdish that to the Beis HaMikdash, Bedek HaBayis, that becomes Mamono Shel Hekdesh, and Memela, then Kedusha is Chal on it. I am not Makdish it really, and conceptually. I am Makne it. I give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Once it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, then Kedusha goes onto it. That's by Bedek HaBayis. That's why that's called a sale. Because I really switch it through normal Dine Mamonis mechanisms. I make it shell Beis HaMikdash, then Memela becomes Kadosh. By Kachei Mizbeach, or Kachei Aguf, same thing, I imbue it with sanctity, with Kedusha. It's still mine. But I imbue it with Kedusha. So that's different. On the one hand, it's more intense, but on the other hand, it doesn't work with the same mechanisms of Dine Mamonis, and that's why it's not called the sale for Dalet Vehei. Meikar Tudru and Vahashat Tudru. And there are other many nafkaminas to that as well. If we have time later, maybe we'll go through some of them. But now let's continue with the Gemara. So the Gemara says, skipping the next three words, Reish Lamin B'Shem Men Lakish, what's the source of Reish Lakish that you're not allowed to accept anything from these idolaters? Patar La Lo Lachem Velanu Livnos Beis Elokeinu. Pasuk says, by Bayesheni. It's not for you and for us. It's just for us. Reb Chilki Amar of Simon, Shal Me Ata. So what about if it's true that you can't accept anything? According to you, Reish Lakish, you shouldn't accept anything forever. Ein Mekala Meham, not just for the binyan, but La Amas Hamayim, to help out with the water pipes, Ulachomos Ha'ir, and the walls of Migdal Aseh, and the towers, Al Shem, V'lachem Ein Chelek V'tztaka V'zikram Yishalayim. V'shita Scha, you shouldn't accept for any of these. And the answer would be, yeah, okay. According to Reish Lakish, it would be across the board. Period. Eilu Chayavin Bekelbon, V'chulu. So let's get back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said there's a concept of a kelbone. A kelbone is an extra payment. Pashas midrabanan, it's a payment, the money changer's fee. Right? They're gonna be sitting there having to change whole selas, a whole shekel or a sela, for a machzis a shekel. So then that's this fee that's paid. And if you pay a hedyot that fee, then surely you should pay hektish that fee. Hektish shouldn't lose. So therefore, that is the fee. Rabbi Meir, though, seemed to say something different. Rabbi Meir said that it seems to have a double, right? An extra. Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah, back in the Mishnah on Zion Amabez, right? The Mishnah said that if I give a shekel on behalf of me and my friend, I have to give a kelbone. I have to give a kelbone for the money changer for your Meir says two kelbonos. So what's his svara? So the Gra and the Tiklan Chalitin here take out the next three lines of the Gemara and they switch. They have a different girsa. So I'll read their girsa. It's on the side in the Hagos HaGra. My time of Derby Meir. Why does Derby Meir say that? You have to give two. If I give one whole shekel, let's say a sela as it's called, to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to give, on behalf of me and my friend, I have to give two kelbones. Why two kelbones? What's Rabbi Meir talking about? Savar Rabbi Meir, Hashokel Shiklo Shalem, Shehu Chayiv Shte Kelbonos. Why? Da'amer Rabbi Meir, Kishem Sheshiklo Torah, Kal Kelbono Torah. Rabbi Meir holds that the kelbone is a Chiyav Daraisa. It's not a Chiyav Durabanan just for a money changer fee. He does hold that also, but It's a dindaraisa. The Torah demands that when you give your shekel, you gotta give a little more than a machzor shekel. A little more. Ditani Rabbi Meir Omer, because Rabbi Meir says, now turning over, Amar Rabbi Meir, Kimin Matbea Shel Eish, Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitachas Kisei Kvodo. Hashem took a coin of fire, from under his kisi hakavod, the herel of Moshe, and shorted to Moshe, the amar lo zeyitnu, kazeyitnu. Right, the pasuk begins with kisisa. This is the coin that you have to give for machzor shekel. Right, we know whenever it says the word ze in the Torah, it always means you could point to it. Clarity. Benenu ze sorer umora. The parents point to the sun. Benenu ze sorer umora. Right, by the menorah. Ve ze maisa ha menorah. Whenever it says ze, it means hachodesh ze lachem. Right, ze is always a good point. So Moshe was shown this matbeya, this coin of fire by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that shows somehow that you got to give a kelbone, according to your mayor. How does that show? How does that show? So the Karban Eda here says, well, what does it mean a fire? It means without any impurities. Without any impurities. So every machzor shekel that you're going to give is going to have some impurities. So that's why you always have to give a little extra to cover the impurities, which is like the pure one that was given, shown to Moshe Rabbeinu. Or the Tikkun Chazdin says, it was perfectly, the weight was a whole weight of the shekel, right? After, once the shekel is used over time, so it's always a little bit rubbed out and not used, doesn't have the whole perfect weight. So again, by the Be'er Shel Eish, so we say that it has to be perfect, and that's why we always have to add on. That's Reb Meir's Makar. There is a discussion, the Gemara in Menachos, quotes on Daf Chavtes, there are three things that Moshe couldn't figure out and Hashem had to show him. Shlosha Dvar Mayukashin Lola Moshe, Asher Lakash Baruch Betzbo, Ve'eloin, Menorah, Rosh Chodesh, Shratzim. Right, each of those. Right, exactly, the kosher and the non-kosher Shratzim. Those were the three that were again. So, the Rishonim ask, you're missing one. Why is it only the Shratzim and Chodesh and the Menorah? Where's the Machzor Shekel? So Tosfos in Chulin asks that. Right, Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Mandala discusses why isn't that on the list, gives suggestions, but we'll leave that for now. But it's in the Medrash, it's not in the Gemara. Right, Machzor Shekel makes it into the Medrash, or the Yerushalmi, it's just not in the Bavli. Okay, and there's a lot of drushes that have been given about what's Matbeah Shel Eish. You have to be on fire to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give the Machzor Shekel. Okay, we continue. So the next line, again, we already added in a letter when we read this in the Mishnah. Hanosin Sela v'hanotel Shekel. When somebody gives a Sela and gives a Shekel, Chayev Shnei Kelbonos. So that was the next line of the Mishnah. If somebody gives a whole sela, which is a whole shekel, and gets back half, right? So you guess they get two kelbonos, right, for the money changer. So who is this according to? So two days. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Dremeir, this is a Remeir. Dremeir Amar, Echad Shekel Shu Nosin, the Echad Lidvar Torah. We switch that lashon. Remeir says, this is a Din D'Oraisa, as we just saw. But he also holds the money changer's fee. So according to Remeir, you gotta get two kelbonos. Right, you got when you exchange the money, one of them goes to the money changer, and one's going to go to the extra one to the Beis Hamikdash for the Din D'Oraisa. So this next line of the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Elazar, is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rav Amar, no, Divrei Hakol. Rav says, no, this line is Divrei Hakol. This line is even according to the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan that hold that it's the Kelbon is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Why? Echad shekel shu nosein ve'echad shekel shehu notel. Because some, and they take out the next three words because that we already read before. Ve'echad divrei Torah. But according to the Rav, you look at this as two transactions. When I give you a whole shekel or a sela and I get back a half, so you look at it as two separate transactions, says Rav. Well, difficult. You're doing one transaction. You're giving a whole and getting back a half. But he said, no, he's taking a hole in for you, so you give a kelbone for that, and he's giving back to you a half, and there's a kelbone for that. And that's Rav's Shita of two kelbones, he says. And he says, Tikkun Chazdin says, on the top left, he says, if you would do this with a regular money changer, he might charge you two kelbones. Right? So, there's always fees for every little change. And it's always separated on your statement, it'll be shown as two transactions. Right, so here too, it'll be shown as two transactions. The accepting, what he gets from you, and what he gives to you. Each one is going to be a separate kelbone, according to Rav. But if that's true though, then according to Rav, Rabbi Meir would say, then three kelbones, in his case. Because one for giving, one for getting, the two derabbanans, and then one for the din daraisa. That's the Gemara adds. Al da derav, shlosha kelbonos inan. According to Rabbi Meir, it will be three. And we actually have that in a braisa. Statement, also Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, B'shem Rav, Shlosha Kabanos Inon. There's somebody who says three. That has to be Rabbi Shekel Shu, no saying, Ve'echad Shekel Shu, no tell, Ve'echad L'divrei L'dvar Torah. So he has a three. Kelbon. There are different types of payments that we have in halacha. Even midaraisa, right? We have mamon, right? We have mamon. The Gemara also talks about knas, right? The Gemara says mamonimi knasa lo yalfinan. Knas is a different type of payment, right? It's a fine, right? And then you have chomesh. Chomesh, what's chomesh? Is chomesh mamon, right? Is chomesh, and we learned that back in Shrumis that you have to add on a chomesh, or by pidyon, if you redeem your own, a chomesh. Kapara. Sometimes there is kapara payments, right? We said if somebody eats truma bishoge, that's right. Maybe the coin can't be mochel, right? That payment because it's kapara. This totsus exubis. You can't be mochel a kapara payment. There are different types of payments midaraisa. So this according to Rabbi Meir, figure out exactly what this kelbon is. Is it mamon? It's just what you owe. Pasha is what you owe. According to that. It's a chi of daraisa, according to them, makar matbea shalish, as we explained it. You don't only have to give, you have to give maksa shekel plus. You have to give like a super maksa shekel. That, to make sure that you cover all of the impurities or the weight. It could be, I don't think this is on his list, but it could be, if you say that it's, as we explained it, that the reason that Rameyer holds that you have to give this extra little piece is because impurities, maybe it's like a siyag daraisa. Right, you don't want to, you know, give too little. You don't want to give too little, so we want to make sure that you give over the top. You always give over the top. It's not exactly a siyug, but it could be this is a part of to protect you that you don't have anything less than you're supposed to. So it could be that's the line. We have to get up to Be'ez Hashem the next time. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We start with the Achana Shutfim, the inverse relationship between Meiser Behema and Machzes Hashekel. Okay, we'll stop here.